listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. A woman has faced court for allegedly killing a pedestrian in Derby. Police allege she hit a female pedestrian on Jetty Road last December, with the victim dying at the scene. The 20-year-old is facing a string of charges, including manslaughter, driving a vehicle under the influence of alcohol and drugs, and failing to stop and assist. She's been granted bail and is set to reappear in court next month. The state agriculture minister has written to the federal government calling for a delay on the planned live export ban. Jackie Jarvis asking the moratorium commences from June 24 rather than June 14, citing favourable weather conditions in the Northern Hemisphere. Australian Livestock Exporters Council Mark Harvey Sutton says they're in full support of the request.
This is a really due recognition from Minister Jarvis about the importance of the live sheep export industry. She's recognising it as a release valve for producers and a very important market.
Cable Beach has been forced to close following a confirmed Iru Kanji sting yesterday afternoon. A stinger drag is set to take place around 9 o'clock this morning, and if the coast is clear, the beach could reopen around 9:30. It's the second reported sting this week. The town of Port Hedland has been told to take urgent action to fix a number of issues. The Department of Local Government writing to the town recommending they address a lack of trust between councillors and staff and an inappropriate use of social media by council members. It recommended an improvement plan, including conducting relationship and leadership workshops. Councillors voted to develop the plan 7-1. In sport, round two of the North Pilbara Footy League gets underway tomorrow. South Hedland and Dampier to open the round from 4:30 at Kevin Scott Oval. Wolves hunting for their first win of the season against Cats, taking to the field at 6:30. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.